This is Dale with Y1 Radio, and I am so lucky to be here at Fistful of Scar 5 and speaking to one of the, to be honest, in my opinion, best bands on the bill, Rochambeau. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you
very much. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well. Lovely to be here. The lineup's amazing. And very, very nice improv interview as well.
Yeah, we haven't prepared anything here. So I'm going to hit you with a question. Like, I'm an old punk. So in my opinion, you guys sound very much like Capdown. How does that hit you?
That makes me very, very happy. Capdown is what got me into ska punk when I was like, I guess like 20, 21 years old. So yeah, I heard Capdown and instantly wanted to do that. So you couldn't have picked a better band, to be honest.
So you got into ska punk at 21?
Yes.
What on earth were you doing with all that?
I'm not sure I can say it on the radio. I was not executing my musical career very well at that point. I was quite drunk.
If you turn around and said you were like in an Oasis tribute band, I'd have lost so much respect for you right then.
I was in metal bands before then. I did a lot of metal, which you can probably still hear in Rochambeau, to be honest.
Do you know what? That's one thing I was going to say. Like, you have that really nice ska sound, but the guitar tone is really quite heavy and it's really, really awesome. It fits quite well. And I do like the fact that you're just a very, very different band. Where does your inspiration come from?
Thank you. So I think it's really just mushing those two scenes together. The two scenes that I was a big part of growing up were mainly the new metal and hardcore scene and ska punk. And at the time, there just wasn't a band that smushed them together. I think since then, you've had bands like Beat the Red Light. There's some American bands that do very similar stuff. But overall, it's generally just me taking everything I love and smashing it together like an angry child and seeing if it works.
So for people who haven't heard of you, tell me what Rochambeau is all about.
Rochambeau, I guess, is an eclectic mix of metal, ska punk and hip hop. And the ethos is just that we're a family and we have fun, basically. I think we're not taking it too seriously, which is why we're able to do the gigs that we do and have the fun that we have. It's very much just a family on tour having fun, making a shed load of noise. Nearly swore. Not going to swear today.
Well, I appreciate that you didn't. I mean, we're all drunk, so it's a miracle that no one's swearing at this point. But do you not feel that saying ska punk, metal, everything else, hip hop is a bit fence-city?
A bit fence-city?
You're sitting on the fence a bit. It sort of encompasses everything.
Yeah, you could say it. It's kind of weird. It's just like, it's just the things that me and Tom collectively do. So I write most of the songs, but I know what Tom's capable of. So Tom's stuff is just amazing. I can't pick up a guitar and not play a metal riff. And the ska punk side has always been there. So I agree with you, but also it's naturally what it is, if that makes sense. There's not too much behind it. So every single album to set up sounding the way it sounds, we're not clever enough to plan it.
I love it, to be fair. I think you're right. No one's really done that sort of new metal riffs with ska punk vibes, and it works so well. But if you'd said that in your head, it didn't. So were you quite scared? Like, at first, did you think this is never going to work, or were you confident?
100%. I think, yeah, when I wrote the first album, which was just after lockdown, anyone that ever wrote an album over lockdown probably got out of lockdown and went, oh God, was I just drunk? So there was a bit of that as well. I think there was a bit of a fear that maybe we pushed two things together that didn't go, but the proof is always in the pudding. People seem to like it. And I was very happy when we put the band together. It was me and Bubble from Faintness Idea. We made a list of musicians that we wanted to work with. Drunkenly sent them all an email, like, children, will you be in my band? And every single one of them said yes. Joe from JP, Tom from Black, we've got Andy B from Andy B in the World, Pete from Is at the Time with Ducking Punches. We're absolutely blessed to have amazing musicians working with us, and that really helped us kind of promote the band.
How did you manage that? Because I could send an email to people going, will you be in my band? They'd tell me to go away. How did you manage to make that work?
I used to play in another ska punk band called The Junk, so I've known a lot of, like, Joe from the JB and the Faintness Dot. Just, I think the ska punk family in the UK is really tight-knit, so we remember each other. So I think because me and Bob did other things, people were like, yeah, we'll give it a punt. And then when we all met each other and started playing together, it was basically just a bit of a love story.
It was just timing. We're just born in lockdown, huh?
Just you know, time that email off.
Obviously, the world as a whole sees lockdown as a terrible, terrible thing. But I interview artists every week, and all of them say that so much creativity and so much inspiration came from lockdown. Because I suppose pain is creative, isn't it? Like, no one's really happy, sad, or doing nothing and writes amazing songs. Do you think lockdown helped?
I love lockdown. I'm a very inside person anyway. I wrote so many songs in lockdown. Definitely creatively, massively helps, because you've got the time to do it. You're not working. You're basically being told you have to stay inside. And if you're a musician, that really means picking up a guitar. So yeah, massive help. First album wouldn't have happened without lockdown for sure.
So I'm sat here with Rochambeau, and one of the members is just sat here literally just putting makeup on, just casually as you like, next to me. Said nothing so far. Say something.
Hiya!
Wow, you've heard it here first. You know those YouTube channels where women like put on makeup and do like true crime podcasts? Don't think this is going to be one of them, to be honest. Don't think it's going to be one of them. So, from all of you, what is your best moment in music in your career so far?
Best moment in music in my career? Oh my goodness. You mean like Rochambeau?
Could be anything.
I think for me, and I love Rochambeau, the gigs were my fun, but for me, playing Rock City solo was like my big one. That was fun. But I'm also going to say getting to play with Joe from JB Conspiracy, because I actually genuinely idolised JB Conspiracy growing up as well. So,
it's very kind. You don't need to say that. No, that's true. Yeah.
So what you just said is you idolised playing with someone from a band that wasn't actually in the band at the time, that the band you love.
Yeah.
So that's nothing then.
it's a half compliment.
I mean, I'll take it. If I'm just a peripheral member of the band you liked once back then that's fine. That means I'm in the band here. That's all right.
Me, it's better than I've ever done. So don't. You've done really well. What's your best music moment in music?
So I suppose I came to like the scene quite late, and I've always loved rock. Never thought I'd be able to like have a song that was actually on a vinyl in my hand that I actually played on. So the first time I was able to like hold a vinyl that I'd contributed to was like big for me. That was massive.
Yeah. And can you stop doing your makeup for 2 seconds and tell me what your best moment in music is? Is that right?
I've only done one eye.
One eye? Which one?
This one. So, I don't know, I've worked with a lot of people, and being a horn player, you get a lot of opportunities working with different people, different areas of music, which I find so much fun and joy in.
Name drop.
Okay. The other year, did a headline at the Henley on Thames with the Four Tops, which was really cool. And the guys were all going to look at me like, cringe, hi, you mentioned that. But yeah, it was quite an experience.
It's not my area of expertise, to be honest, but how many of the Four Tops are actually still alive?
One.
One top and just three dudes.
So
you played with one top and three dudes.
Yeah.
Still pretty good. That's all right.
One top out of four. That's more than most people could say they've done. So
at least it was the original.
Do you know how many I've played with? Zero tops. Zero tops.
Yeah.
Zero tops. So that's pretty good.
Lulu and everybody. It's really cool.
Bad ZZ Top tribute bands.
Yeah.
I'll take it. At this point, I'll take it. I'm a failed musician, you see, so you're all doing better than me, so you can't argue with that. Can't argue with that at all. And also, can I just say, Rochambeau is a great name. Where'd it come from?
Okay, we get this a lot. So, I'm a child. It comes from an episode of South Park where Robert Smith and The Cure and Cartman are kicking each other in the balls, which is a game called Rochambeau, to take possession of a magical triangle that has something to do with Barbra Streisand, and I forget, but it's a South Park reference, basically.
Totally normal answer there. Normal answer.
Everybody gets like, oh, tell me about the name, it's cool name. I was like, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's South Park.
Well, Rochambeau, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I'll be honest, I came today hoping I could speak to you because I'm a big fan. So thank you very much.
Hey, honestly, thank you so much. And thank you for the interview, and thank you for the kind words as well, man. It means a lot. Thank you.